Well, can you think of a sentence that you'd use after that? Offhand?
Not right offhand.
No, that's okay. We talked about a stack, haystack. Is there any other word that you would use to talk about a bunch of wheat together? Can you think of any other?
Shock.
Okay. Is there another word that means shock?
Well, now, shock is where you tie so many bundles and put them all together and then cap them over with two bundles where the water won't get down into the heads.
Oh, so shocks are made out of bundles.
Mm-hmm.
What's a sheaf? Sheaf. No?
Well, I wouldn't know.
When the song says, bringing in the sheaves. What are you talking about?
Well, that's something about bringing in the...
First...
Rain. Yeah.
But you never use sheaf?
No.
Okay. If you had one bushel and you added 39 more bushels, then you'd say you had 40...
Bush.
Okay. What's a word you'd use for harvesting oats? You'd say... Cutting, it's like cutting oats.
Yeah, cutting oats, but there's a different word I used to hear, but I forgot what it is.
Well, I think there's a machine that...
That's a binder. That you can cut with a binder, or there's another machine that cuts and thrashes and all is, it goes.
And so, what does that machine do? The last one? Cuts and what?
It cuts and thrashes the grain.
What's that mean?
Well, it gets the grain out of the straw and it just scatters the straw behind it as it goes.
Okay. The oats are threshed or the oats is threshed?
Well, the oats is threshed.
Is there any time that you would ever say oats are? Can you think of any?
Oats are being threshed.
But you'd say the oats is threshed.
If it's done over.
Okay. If I had gone into the bedroom and I made a noise and you were in the kitchen and you just heard the noise and you didn't know that I was in there, you might say, who's that in the bedroom? And I might say, oh, it's
me.
But if I wanted to, if it were Rita in the bathroom, I might say, oh, it's
Rita.
But if I didn't want to say her name, I just wanted to say, like, in my case, I'd say it's me, but if it were Rita, I'd say, oh, it's
her.
Or if it were Don, I'd say, oh, it's
him.
And if it were more than one person, I might say, if it were Rita and Don, I might say, oh, it's
they.
I might say, he isn't as tall as, if I were referring to myself.
He isn't as tall as I. He'd be pretty short.
Or if I wanted to say that he weren't as tall as Don, I might say he's not as tall as
Don.
But if I didn't want to say Don, I just wanted to use a general term, I might say he's not as tall as
him.